Campus FM ju prezenta Melchiorre Gaffa, Maltese Genius of the Roman Baroque. Tnedija ta' ktieb u taħdita organizzata mill-Università ta' Malta.
Eccellenza, sinjuri, nixtieq nilqagħu hawn illum għall-inaugurazzjoni ta' ftit ieħor prestiġjuż minn sensiela li ħarġu mill-programm tal-Istorja tal-Arti tal-Fakultà tal-Arti tal-Università ta' Malta. Ir-riċerka fuq dan il-ktieb bdiet f'Ruma fl-1999. Kollaborazzjoni bejn is-Soprintendenza per i Poli Museali, il-Warburg Institute tal-Università ta' Londra u l-Fakultà tal-Arti tal-Università ta' Malta. Fis-sena 2000, Dr. Kiċe Barras kien elett koordinatur ta' dan il-proġett. Ir-riċerka fuq dan il-proġett imxiet sew u biż-żmien ta' nies u istituzzjonijiet oħra li jinkludu l-Akademija di San Luca ta' Ruma, l-Università ta' Ruma Tor Vergata, l-Università ta' Calabria, l-Università ta' Reading, l-Università ta' New York u l-Università ta' Harvard. L-Università ta' Malta għenet u koordinat laqgħa xjentifiċi li saru f'Ruma, Londra u f'Malta. Il-Metropolitan Museum ta' New York ipprovda l-fondi għal laqgħat oħra New York u f'Harvard. Fl-2003 saret laqgħa kwirja fuq ix-xogħol ta' kafa f'Malta u llum wasalna biex jiġi pubblikat dan it-tliet li dwaru ser nħarri esperti jgħidu kentejn. Iżda qabel dan, nixtieq nirringrazzja lil dawk kollha li għenu biex dan il-ktieb jinkiteb u biex jiġi pubblikat. Grazzi speċjali lil Dr. Kiċi Barras għat-mexxija ta' din l-inizjattiva u li lilu ser ngħaddi l-tema.
Għandna programm mhux twil. Twil ħafna għandkom programm quddiemkom għaw żewġ speakers li għandu book review. L-ewwel speaker huwa Professor Mario Buħaġar li huwa l-head tal-History of Art Program fil-Fakultà tal-Arti. It-tieni speaker huwa Professor Father Peter Seracino Grot li huwa d-direttur tal-International Institute for Baroque Studies fost ħafna affarijiet oħrajn. Mbagħad ħajkun hemm talk żgħira wkoll tiegħi. Mbagħad nagħmlu our presentation party.
Melchiorre Gaffa, Maltese Genius of the Roman Baroque, handsomely published by Mitzi Books for the History of Art Program of the Faculty of Arts under the editorship of Dr. Kiċi Barras, is a source of special satisfaction to the History of Art Program and a significant testimony of the prestige that the program has come to enjoy in the international academic art world. The significance of the book will be better appreciated if considered within the context of a history of art program and its academic commitment. The history of art program can trace its beginnings to the autumn of 1988, and this tied up with the publication of another book, The Iconography of the Maltese Islands, that I published in the spring of that same year. In the introduction to the iconography, I emphasized that the book was intended as a point of departure and that it was my desire that it serves in the first place as a stimulus for the specialization in the several art historical disciplines, and more importantly, in the second place, that the resultant research activity would in due course crystallize into a comprehensive and scholarly history of the visual arts in Malta. The corpus of Melchiorre Gaffa's studies is for me, as a result, a source of satisfaction and pride in what has been achieved in the 18 long years since the publication of the iconography. The wrong has been long and tortuous, but it has been well worth traversing. The most significant step forward that followed the publication of the iconography, and in some measure the result of its success, was the introduction on the far-sighted initiative of Professor Peter Seracino Grot, the newly appointed rector of the university, of classes in the history and appreciation of the visual arts. This bold initiative that I was asked to coordinate fostered in due course a well-concerted and scholarly-oriented research program. The classes have over the years matured into a history of art program responsible for an area of study within the Faculty of Arts. The program offers courses at undergraduate and postgraduate levels, has a growing student population, and has been instrumental in the training of scientifically prepared art historians and critics, who now occupy the key positions in the country's fine arts and culturally related institutions. It has, in addition, forged mutually beneficial contacts for academic collaboration with the history of art departments of leading European and North American universities, and at prestigious museums and art galleries. A cursory look at the list of contributors to the Kafar book is sufficient proof of the academic esteem it has come to enjoy. They include such art historical heavyweights as Dr. Jennifer Montagu of the Warburg Institute at the University of London, Dottoressa Giulia Barberini, director of the Museo di Palazzo Venezia, Rome, Professor Louise Rice of New York University, Dottoressa Angela Cipriani of the Accademia di San Luca in Rome, and Tony Siegel, the chief conservator of the Harvard University Museums. Academic members of staff of the History of Art program now sit on the scientific organizing committees of major exhibitions. I will single out Dr. Kichi Baras, since it is his book that we are celebrating. Among other prestigious commitments, Dr. Shibaras participated in the exhibition Caravaggio, the Final Years, held in the year 2004-2005 at the Museo di Capo di Monte in Naples and the National Gallery, London, and his contribution to the exhibition catalogue, written in collaboration with Professor David Stone of the University of Delaware in the United States, was singled out by Richard Speer in his review for the Burlington magazine as, quote, "the richest in the group of essays," end quote. More prestigiously, Dr. Shibaras was invited by the National Gallery to give the inaugural lecture for the exhibition. The research activities undertaken by the History of Art program is reflected in the dissertations produced by its students and in its publications. This calendar year has, in addition to Melchiorre Caffar, seen the publication of two other books, namely The Art and Architecture of Late Medieval Malta, that I authored, and a second book by Kichi Baras, written in collaboration with David Stone, Caravaggio, Art, Knighthood and Malta. Other books are in process of publication, and one on the Christianization and Latinization of Malta from an art historical perspective will be out before the end of the year, if we are lucky. Melchiorre Caffar, Maltese genius of the Roman Baroque, is the first truly scientific attempt to come to grips with the work of the only Maltese artist who incontestably crossed the threshold of greatness and became a key protagonist in the shaping of Roman Baroque, rivaling the great Gian Lorenzo Bernini himself. Having said that, I am duty-bound to acknowledge the pioneering work of the late Dr. Edward Samut, who, in the year 1957, published a seminally important study in the now sadly defunct cultural journal Scienza, which he titled Melchiorre Caffar, Maltese Sculptor of the Baroque, Further Biographic Notes. And subsequently, Dr. Samut defended a master's thesis on the artist that he presented to the Department of History of the University of Malta. Dr. Shibaras' book takes a comprehensive cognizance of Samut's work, but goes beyond it in its scope and ambitions. The collective contributions of a brilliant international team of art historians and researchers, to whom I have already made reference, map the oeuvre of a great artist within the broad context of stylistic idiosyncrasies and a remarkably well-informed patronage network. A vitally important contribution is the checklist of works by or attributed to the artist, which aims at establishing a critical repertory of his oeuvre. A word about the spelling of the artist's name, which the book gives with a C, Gaffa, putting aside the more general G, Gaffa, to which the Maltese public is accustomed. The simple reason for this editorial choice is that that is the way in which the artist himself chose to sign his name. The most eloquent examples are the St. Rose of Lima, arguably his greatest and most influential work, in the Church of San Domingo in Lima, Peru, and the bronze Pope Alexander VII at the Metropolitan. Gaffa is, as a matter of fact, the Italianized version of Gaffa, and it is how our artist is known in the international art world. His is not an isolated case. Take, for example, Gian Pietro Giusultana, who chose to sign his name as to change his name into Agius de Soldanis, and we all respect his decision. We should do the same with Gaffa. Furthermore, in international bibliographical capture, the name Gaffa with the G is unknown. Dr. Kichi Baraz has already earned for himself a good name in the international art world, and this book enhances his reputation. He has published extensively on the subject of Caravaggio, Roman Baroque sculpture, and 17th and 18th century painting in Malta. His most significant archival research achievement has been the documentary evidence and identification of the exact circumstances of Caravaggio's arrest, imprisonment, and subsequent defrocking from a knight of Malta. The fascinating story is told in his study, Frater Michelangelo's In Tumultu, the cause of Caravaggio's imprisonment in Malta, which was published as a leading article in the Burlington Magazine in 2002. This article was complemented by a second important article, Riflessioni su Malta al tempo del Caravaggio, published in Paragone in the year 2002. Dr. Chibaraz is now working on a book on Caravaggio's Malta. This will be his fourth book, in addition to a book in Maltese which carries the title L'Arte Barocca Malta. Certainly no mean achievement for a young academic. His first book, Roman Baroque Sculpture for the Knights of Malta, also published in 2002, clarified problems of attribution of some of Malta's most enduring artistic monuments and received good reviews in leading international art historical journals. It also brought the author to the attention of the International Fraternity of Art History Scholars, and in the year 2005, Dr. Chibaraz was recipient of an Andrew W. Mellon Senior Fellowship in the Department of European Paintings at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, New York, which broadened his outlook and art historical perspectives. The Gaffa corpus of studies is, as Dr. Chibaraz takes care to point out in his introduction to the book, the outcome of an international seminar organized jointly by the History of Art Program and the Valletta Rehabilitation Project, with the active cooperation of Heritage Malta and the support of culturally minded sponsors to whom we feel greatly indebted. Dr. Chibaraz has been admirably generous in his acknowledgments, but the History of Art Program feels duty bound to put on record its very special thanks to Dr. Jennifer Montagu, arguably the leading academic authority on Roman Baroque sculpture, for her great help and invariably very well-informed advice. Her contribution to the study of the artist has been, if I can borrow a book from Dr. Shibaraz's introduction, fundamental. Together with P. Shibaraz, she was, as a matter of fact, the driving force behind the organization of the seminar and the publication of its proceedings. Thank you very much.
Mennä sen nyt kerran. Nyt mä olen ihan kärjys kontributtiei, ovviamente. Mä olen tosi formalita, liian dodik, lekenu dikta professor Pohaja. Dr. Shibaraz, l'introduzione in metà anni, che era presidente dell'Istituto di Studi Barocchi, o forse cammin nei guardami, l'idea che ne prova, ne sviluppa, e gli anni M, concept di filosofia barocca, quindi di stile barocco, o c'è già in si può colpire la filosofia, o mi ha fatto ricordare di come esempio da rilevanza della già, però altra è forse ha una famiglia troppo difficile di un'amministra specialista o studios dal Hassan, che è il prossimo Bajar, e ma dilettante. O se ne dire come allora ha impressioni soggettivi, e ma entusiasti Hafner al Danic Tip, di ova produzioni Millisbach, forse affari Torrai, di vero tipo piacere via alla oggett, né? O andana anna il fachro del detta Mitzi, Mitzi Box. Handi nevda proprio din il Haja. Jena naturalment l'owel Haja f'dan il tip illi ħarisleha ħafna hija l-istampa li hawn fuq il-wara tal-ktieb. Un partner ċaġa fuq dik li hemm fuq il-oċċat fuq il-faċċata ta' quddiem għaliex turi lil-San Pawl li jiena tamniet propju taħt din il-ħarsa verament straba u qawwija li hawnhekk kbirt bħala tifel abbadi il-ħin kollu madwar din l-istatwa akkumpanjajta forsi 50 darba fil-proċessjoni madwar it-toroq tal-belt, normalment bħala djaknu nżomm il-falda tal-kappa tal-raġġibriet u allura kontinwament inħares lura lejn dan il-wiċċ. Però meritu kbir ta' dan il-ktieb huwa li anke dawn l-oġġetti l-iktar familjari, anke l-arka faċċata li hemm mudell tiegħu il-Mużew Nazzjonali li kont nafu tajjeb imma wara dal-ktieb taraħ dera differenti. Forsi ħaġa li m'hawnx tal-ktieb li huwa ktieb tas-studju u allura infatti fuq din l-istatwa ta' San Pawl li qiegħda l-isa ta' San Pawl tal-Belt dokumentazzjoni jgħidulna m'hemm kważi xejn għalkemm nafu li kienet kommissjonata mill-familja testaferrata dawk li kienu jqogħdu fejn illum hemm il-Kastil Hotel fejn ħafna minnkom morru jeħdu pizza din il-kommissjonata minnhom u mbagħad huma regalawha lill-Knisja. Però jekk tħarsu sewwa lejha tibdew taraw verament għaliex Gafa għalkemm din hija waħda mill-xogħlijiet ewlenin fis-sens questa lower scioglie Tio, mis de rappresentar flower Tio, tarò veramente a Rish che fa il professor Bohajar Danua, quasi l'unico artista malti, e lì hanno delle posizioni accertate sulla storia mondiale dell'arte. Odana è nero, Alish, in Sipa, in cultura maltia, guarda nelle affarie che donna in Sibu difficili e l'inamore, e lì n'apprezzare e differenza fra status, fra il cover, da numero, da artisti. Hoffner lì assolutamente mai al fosce, e gli danno l'artist malti, e gli hanno in posizione unica, e che Harsler fa il quadro mondiale, muslis europeo, dall'arte, dalla storia dell'arte. Per esempio, gli Harris sulle Dani Luic, ti sto darò di lingua e tip da analisi iconografica e li fit il sibo per tip e ne sua ci piuttosto reazioni da c'è soggettiva al suo effettiare. Ma il modo straordinario che l'anime come rappresentati Mujbis in Berlin, i son kicker quasi, e lì evidentemente Alia e Mac Gafari Tiuri, e li danno a Bniden, e lì il visione fitrit da Damasco, at Mahalito. E Tiurich para Cehat, li il Hans Reiner, Bahrit Dejen Dik, da Cehat, li danno a Kenji Momi, dan il Daul impossibile o ricca o di harsa stramba fissa tares nation kin il bot e ma iktar minek andu halqu nofsu miftuħ ma evidentemente qed jitkellem li huwa naturali kif qed jirrappreżenta lill-predikatur l-evangelista li kien San Paolo imma certa contorsione hal huwa nofsu mawex u dana ikompli anke fil-maniera kif hija murija il-figura tiegħu kontorsjoni kbira u dana mhijiex biss xejra stilistika barokka imma propju għaliex qiegħda tirrifletti kif id-diskors ta' San Paul għandu dan il-karattru kontort. U għabnide karakteristikament minn dawk li jisegħulhom twice born. U għabnide jibda sentenzi ma jispiċċawx illi l-ħsieb tiegħu ħafna drabi u għan fisser b'maniera donna inkawġa. U hija sinjal ta' il-kor ta' artista kif dawn l-affarijiet jista' jurihom. Naħseb li l-Jumedi ħares lejn dan tip ta' opra tal-arti, tqajjem ukoll ċertu domandi dwar il-mod kif aħna nikkustodixxu il-wirt tagħna. Per eżempju, huwa modi bħala fatt minn Dr. Xiberras illi din l-istatwa ma kienieċ polikroma, ma kienieċ bil-kulur u ċertament mhux dik l-indoratura li għandha fil-preżent. Ħadima gafa flowda u jekk wieħed jara fejn għadu possibbli illi wieħed iħares u jirnexxielu jara din il-ħaġa, jara li bla dubju ta' xejn kien ta' każ kbir ta' dikredu l-grem tal-karattru tal-oda infisa. Naturalment din li hija tant importanti scultura ha una chia completamente oscurata nel bilmoz che finiva in Nora. Da essa è anche la domanda fina, Agnish, per esempio, sta pagando per Wagner in Gibù allora al modo originale che aveva fatto. Evidentemente, tentativo penale tipico estremamente problematico, però una serie di anni consideravo di serietà. Ministro di procedi mille date di anni consideravo che sta trovata di un calibro di quello guarda mil feet sculture di Anna Malta di una cavalura mondiali a Nish ma più d'oro per concessione di ma a Nish di domanda a Nish non è da disanza da reazione di ma a Nish di Gitmamula alla statua processionale Gitmamula andando in scop o alle stesse ragioni in linea malabilce di trasferisci titolare dal Gneyes al museo Yet e alle stesse ragioni viene con completamente contrario e le mie attività i tratta opera talanti belli l'inachia nel contesto di avere fil fat salet e di salet bistigi conduta vdan i tip da contesto e poi c'è l'ora dal policromia io dica non da un problema con lo differente dice me l'idea alcune me che restaura il hagia all'intenzione dell'artista o al forma originale da veramente avrà difficoltà io che sto disconsigliato di lui ti ha portato mi spesso reazione dannese però di edate sammette da ambici stati cas da fein dan il-ktib oġġett mill-iktab familjari għalija ġani naraħ f'dawl differenti. Dana minħabba informazzjoni fil-li għalija kienet ġdida li qatt ma kont irrealizzajta fuq kafa. U din hija f'paġna 8 Dr. Shiveraz fil-fat jiejt the Dominican connection was strong u fil-fat di kienet ħaġa li jiena skoprejta minn dan il-ktieb ma kontx naf nisqar illi wieħed mill-aħwa ta' Melchiorre l'idea originaria di Talmambo di Yawam Sambi Marcello ma che ne è idolo Melchiorre che il disa min Ashar Tahwa che sei la sciarbiet che in Lorenzo l'architetto e ma Pablo che ne è un vihet ismo Giuseppe e di fin fatto che sa il padre Dominica o che ne è Roma tanti di metamit Melchiorre Gaffa il-familja Gaffa abditu rappresentant taħħom Ruma biex jibuħsib il-wirt u l-affarijiet insomma li jsejħu il-mewt prematura u mhix maħsuba ta' Melchiorre. Imma naturalment il-konnessjoni dominikana mhijiex li ditu li fost affretta bajre konna verna fu li Gaffa kien bil-Birgu u li kien marbut mal-Birgu tant li fl-aqwa tiegħu f'Ruma missieru kien xtara dar il-Birgu għalih f'ismu li probablement kien ħallas għalija hu. Jiġifieri kellna dejjem rid iżomm dan din il-kuntatt u r-rabta partikolarment mal-Birgu. Biex ma kontx assolutament tagħlim bih hija li fil-Birgu ir-rabta tiegħu kienet mal-ambjent Dominikan. O mal Dominikan, mal partit, biex nejdu għek, San Domingo. Dana, naturalment, lei ha incontrato in dell'estate allora importante in Lira tra Gaffa e Anna Malta e al Madonna Tadisario lì anzi Domenicani del Rabat. Però un bar è scelto l'ora principale, probabilmente la ora capolavoro da Gaffa e la Santa Caterina da Siena. Usando nel charge col fuo e di naturalmente chiama Domenicani Fruma ma non si è Domenicani Pietra ma anche il Santa Rosa da Lima naturalmente sale al Chiesa da San Domenico prima il Perù ci cioè, dal fatto che il commissionietto principale di il Santa Caterina da Siena festasi o il Santa Rosa d'Animale dal Perù commissionati dei Domenicani e ma gli equivet e hares sol di Dayara il Liem l'ideologia domenicana, anzi nei tomista, da un sciogliet di chi parteciperà naturalmente a rispetti principalmente nell'angolo artistico o yet chi da sciogli da fa G insieme da chi ha probabilmente la sua storico da in l'epoca di Wittkofer, Rudolf Wittkofer, e alla mi manca so l'igualità significativa, l'intera opera significativa a transizioni nel high baroque e al late baroque. O Dr. Ciberras nota che da un isciolit da fa il libera luogo mentre che dominanza fu le chenetta Alessandro Algardi che il barocco romano Leandro Sovic poi guarda la Venezia Bernini o Algardi da fa gli dà Algardian estonese però a un ec mai o dana Dr. Cipriano si è enfasizzata e hafna a sapere il tider combatte l'influenza berniniana quindi gli allunga il figuri gli attion di nessuna tauvalia o è mecchietto col fittipologia dal falls dal pannello però gli sottolinea e gli anzi da fa mai addice l'influenza da Algardi all'influenza da Bernini e ma e da caldown gli elementi berniniani bisciocco proprio discorso o stile proprio di o non è che Fenere nello stra l'esempio della filosofia barocca we had l'iktar kolba filosofici li għan għal interess f'dam l-ħarżinijiet għaliex huwa bil-manifesti tal-poststrutturalizmu huwa l-ktieb ta' Lyotard li jismu Leibniz e le Cli Leibniz and the Fold u dal-ktieb jipprova juri kif id-dera ottimista ta' Leibniz, ta' dinja fejn kollox huma allavjar dik id-dera ottimista li satirizza Voltaire hija espressa għalija bl-aħjar mod minn dawn il-panneġġi tal-Bernini għaliex huma bħalli kieku bandiera xejjer fir-rieħ il panneggi jatuk effett generali da trionf chissà il panneggi che fusò Gaffa ma yatuk sens da triof al contrario yatuk sens da drammaticità via udana jorbot hafna sawa sow mal visioni tomista dominicana opposta al visioni francescana scotista tardinia che sta fu differenza essenziale per la scuola dominicana la scuola francescana e anche San Tomasi poi genere il luogo Frigilei e Salic o la visione tardinia è drammatica e al San Tomasi Gesù tu è ret il sacco in diritto sabis punti stassac il passione e tra Salic e Almin hanno due idee di visioni drammatica la situazione della vita. What? Al San Francesco, anche che come che in certi giorni molto pesce partiando, sciolta, che ne che serve le carnazioni, di che gli apparti nel processo sì, con lo tal viene lì, il vita di passare a divinità. Mesto più il di Bernini che è l'udine di visione religiosa, trionfalista. Ma lì, gli del Ciar, gli Caffà, hanno al contrario visione drammatica. Poi è quello Abel, che fu che si era anche per il tipo, l'anzi stilistico, il Madonna, che è l'estasi tra Caterina da Siena, o che è Santa Rosa da Lima, e a Iktar dell'Ustra dare il punto io li ha meta io ho dato molto per plangio e et fuo nel suo più l'enfasi io ho dato il carattere drammatico dal passaggio il molto al Hayat Dida dal Amin all'idea o a Giarissimo metto a vedere Hades dan Sciol che ma che ne è questione vis il patrun chino domenicano della guarcione di Dio il fa io che ne assimila probabilmente questo studio diretto ma in conversazione di ma or ma domenicani ma da perché noi commissionar di nel visioni rigidamente tomista il tanti di der fluso dal panneggi fu quello che fa fa ferito crai di mandisci in l'altro e ma paragone ma l'uso dal panneggi Bernini ma lì c'è in corte in tavola rit bis natico fitchiel da l'interesse di bin anche l'art filosofico e dal materiale di Daniel Kip nara semplicemente per gli net allora per facciata dal Kip naturalmente ha l'estatua da San Tommaso, San Tommaso, Domenicano da Cas, San Tommaso da Villanova, l'Agostiniano, tiene la salita di San Agostino, o Fambito Agostiniano, non Domenicano. Però, grazie al Hartmeister e Hares, lei di l'estampa, mi dà quasi, ma fa cruf manzù, ti dà l'estatua. Quindi donna se ne avrà artist moderne, tal qualità che mangiù, o dina da tic millore, grande segnale in dubbio, dal color e jazz, da scoglio. Una vecchia Radhafna, che il professor Vajar ha sciolto, di Amel Kitschiparas, anche Mushwahdu, anche Uyati l'introduzione, o Yijbor il Hajafimkin, ma anche il Jabal Shol di Ho, per esempio, documentazioni dalla statua da San Paolo dal Gotha, di Monsignor Zopardi, il recensioni da Kulman Kitef Gafa, lì ancora studio importanti, incorpora proprio i datazioni precisa da quelli di Oli che ne controversa Hafner, il liquid fax stabilia sanitaria di America nessun tipo di registri battesimali dal vero. E qui è veramente il kelma li usa il professor Mahajan, che cita del Mink e che usava fu da cri Amel, Dr. Ciberras, fu Carvaglio, e cita Richness, o da come veramente da il clip se la leggeria come l'erba anniversario da metà di Canvaggio Malta o di sfera le Adnan Malchi con il senso di Zeyed Bishnusau dan il rava centenario nel mitia di Canvaggio Malta e a un ec ha detto ne riconosciu artisti che ha veramente eccels o di Hanno Malta o proprio in idea che ha una vita da un vero branding da Malta e c'è anche da un loch o va bravo Anna di progettare il Zira Tana Mishkis alla Gira di Caravaggio di Ovasana Nandosa Nigeria e ma anche alla Zira Tagafa che è referenza al tuo che ne fa mai che deve ne fa ma che fa meritensis io meritensa che noi ha fu ha fatto parla il Melchiorre Maltese quindi che o il nifso il proietto a Roco ha fatto parla Malti anzi è la lei proprio per me parla il Birgo o il Birgo da San Domingo
mi stavo nel football forse che non c'è ma my PowerPoint. Pardon me. Bueno, il problema è ripetuto l'inglese. Perché senza eravamo messi un trilla forse in aereo tipo per il PowerPoint fa di nero baby that we work for Israel. Allow me to start by quoting from the extract of Melchiorre Gafan in Pascoli's Fundamental Vita dei pittori, scultori e architetti published in 1730. Next slide, please. There's B. Melchiorre Gafan, and I'm reading from the paragraph. Poco parlar debbo di questo valente uomo, perché poco operò e poco visse, ma assai parlano e parleranno mortalmente sempre di lui alcune delle statue che ci ha lasciato, cui per parlare da davvero manca solamente la voce. Then he continues on to say, gran cose aspettava Roma di questo artefice e gran cose fatto avrebbe, se morte inimica tolto non avesse, in età troppo matura dal mondo, perché oltre i doni che ricevuti aveva dalla natura, era pieno di quella volontà che non sbaglia mai nel condurre gli uomini di talento alla gloria. Next slide. Then he concludes by saying, disegnò perciò eccellentemente, altresì imitò il naturale. Now remember that Pascoli's Vita dei pittori, e scultori e architetti famosi was published in Rome in 1730. Modellò, he says, al pari di ogni altro, meaning Bernini and Algardi. But this is important. Nell'inventare non cedette ad alcuno. Pascolis nell'inventare non cedette ad alcuno is a forceful or the most forceful pronouncement on Gafan's inventive genius. Next slide, please. The artist's contribution to the story of Roman Baroque sculpture has long attracted the attention of scholars and art lovers, drawn by a combination of both respect and admiration for what Gafan managed to produce in such a short working life. His works are few, meaning his few monumental works in marble, such as the St. Eustace, St. Eustachio, in Piazza Navona in Rome, in Sant'Agnese, or the Charity of St. Thomas, again, just off Piazza Navona in Sant'Agostino in Rome. Next slide. His woodcarved statues for Malta, the St. Paul and the Virgin of the Rosary. Next slide. And his small models in terracotta and wax, that's the San Andrea at the Hermitage and the Marte Senate at the Fine Arts, provide a clear impression of his genius. And his crucial position, as Father Peter has said, between the High Baroque and Gian Lorenzo Bernini and the Late Baroque of the turn of the century. Rudolf Ramisberger describes the artist as, quote, the most significant figure in Italian Baroque sculpture in the generation after Bernini, end quote. He further adds, quote, his small but artistically important output marks the beginning of the late Baroque in Rome, end quote. New Sound. Over the last 5 decades, Melchiorre Gavò's works was reassessed and research intensified into evaluating his independent genius in a Rome dominated by the power of Bernini and the legacy of Alessandro Algardi. Next slide. In the widely published World of Italian Baroque Sculpture, a collective publication exclusively dedicated to this brilliant but short-lived sculptor who passed most of his working life in Rome, was however still a desideratum. What we have on the board is the front cover of the bulletin of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I mean, this is the most prestigious of the American journals, and Gavò hit the front page in 1959 in a lead article by Rudolf Kolar. The publication presented here is the first truly collective attempt to study the work of Melchiorre Gavò. In a variety of studies, it discusses specific and synoptic issues related to his oeuvre. Here we have his signature in the St. Rose of Lima, which was the first truly important Italian Baroque sculpture to be sent to the New World, to the Americas. And his hands, as Father Peter has outlined, Melchiorre Gavò Meritensi. These studies are especially concerned with placing the artist's work within the wider context of stylistic and patronage patterns, and includes important studies dedicated to the critical reception reserved to his works, what the Italians call the fortuna critica, to bibliographic surveys, to scientific, technical, and also to conservation aspects. It also presents a checklist of works, of works by or attributed to the artist. This checklist aims, as Professor Bohaja has underlined, at establishing a critical repertory of his oeuvre. We have discovered new works. New slide, please. There's the San Andrea Avellino, which turned up in Rome, in a private collection in Rome just a couple of years ago. And there's the Glory of St. Catherine, which Eagle Eye Father Edgar found in Malta more than a couple of years ago. There's this beautiful male nude, which I found at the British Museum in London. And mentioning the Dominican connection, there's this outstanding thesis print presented by Giovan Francesco Rota to the Dominican College of St. Thomas Aquinas in Rome, which was discovered only recently at the Bibliothèque Nationale. There are many students here. This is the kind of thesis print which students insert as frontispiece in their dissertation. Obviously, the well-to-do students can commission the great artists. Others will buy simple copies. But this is one of the most inventive of Gavò's essays in religious iconography. Well, unfortunately, we have divested works from his oeuvre. Well, only last year, unfortunately, I had to divest the Bishop Saint, the beautiful Bishop Saint, which until June of last year was still attributed to Melchiorre Gavò at the Metropolitan. Unfortunately, they sponsored my work to divest them from a work. And even more interesting is the Christ carrying the cross, which we received only four weeks ago. This was an article. It turned out in a private collection in Rome. It was submitted by a scholar to, as an essay for Paragone Arte, for the leading journal. I was appointed one of the referees, and together with Jennifer Montague, unfortunately, we have to divest this work. And we also published images of works which we think are by Gavò. This was published in 1916. but the present whereabouts are unknown. What we have is a photo, so this should be lying in some private collection somewhere. Well, this publication is the result of a research network which was first brought together in Rome in 1999 by Jennifer Montague, Giulia Barberini, Elena Bianca Di Gioia, and myself. It is the result of the communal, and I stress this, effort of a select group of scholars who for the past years have researched, worked, discussed, and shared their insights on the artist. The book sees light 8 years later, after numerous meetings held at the Accademia di San Luca, at the Soprintendenza Room, at the University of Malta, at the Warburg Institute in London, at the Metropolitan Museum in New York, and at the Harvard University Museums. This is a sore point. And the initial idea was even more ambitious. When we got together in 1999, we originally aimed to set up a milestone exhibition in Rome and in Malta of the artists Bozzetti and Small Works. Despite much work in its preparation and the enthusiastic support of major museums, including the British Museum, the Louvre, the Metropolitan, and the Hermitage, of other institutions and of private lenders, this project unfortunately failed to attract the necessary sponsors that are today required by the international exhibition market, and it was thus shelved. Well, in retrospect, I now say that perhaps there wasn't enough official, in inverted commas, will to make the exhibition happen. Had we branded GAFA, as Father Peter has mentioned, this exhibition would have worked. But the work which we undertook in trying to make it happen has fortunately not been wasted. This publication has contributions from leading international academics, scholars, and conservators in the field of Italian Baroque sculpture, who participated with the full support of the institutions to which they belonged, and they were sponsored by their institutions. I think I have to mention these institutions, the Soprintendenza of Rome, the Accademia of Rome, the Università di Roma Tor Vergata, the Università della Calabria, the Warburg Institute, University of Reading, New York University, Harvard University, obviously the University of Malta, together with the help, obviously, of the Vignacourt Collegiate Museum and the Cathedral Museum in Indiana through Father Edgar. I am particularly grateful to Jennifer Montague and Giulia Barberini for having asked me to direct and coordinate the project from its onset, and to all the scholars who joined in once we launched it in 1999. Now, I'm also particularly grateful to Harvard University and to the American Academy in Rome for answering our call to undertake scientific research on GAFA's terracottas spread throughout major museums in Europe and the USA. Now, this comes after the milestone work that they did on Bernini. Readers will notice that the outcome of this research undertaken by Anthony Seigel is indeed a book within a book. So what we did there is that we got a corpus of GAFA's terracottas and we studied the way in which they were built. So the kind of terracotta which he used, the way in which he builds up the terracotta, the tools which he used, and even the fingerprints which there are impressed on the terracottas themselves. In this, I am very grateful to the Metropolitan Museum in New York for having sponsored my work at the Harvard University Museums. Other international museums and institutions have sponsored us by providing images and especially by denouncing copyright fees for reproducing works by GAFA in their collection. The list is long, you will find it in the credits, but includes the great museums, Louvre, Hermitage, British, Metropolitan, Staatlich, and numerous others. Well, in Malta, the publication of this work required the assistance of many institutions, scholars, collectors, curators, archivists, and friends. The sponsors and organizers of the conference and accompanying exhibition at the National Museum of Fine Arts, and as a poster, held in October 2003, merit special mention. The main sponsor was Valletta Rehabilitation Project, together with the University of Malta through the History of Art program and also Heritage Malta. A number of sponsors, some of whom are here are duly mentioned in the acknowledgement page of this book. There are two slides which show the exhibition. Well, unfortunately, the exhibition, the next slide please, was only about the Maltese works, but it was truly an outstanding exhibition. These are the two martyr work, the two martyr saints. There's another shot, please. That's the St. Thomas, the two small, that's the sanctuary lamp, and that's the glory of St. Catherine of Siena. Next slide. And here we've got this beautiful shot from the charity of St. Thomas of Villanova. What is so outstanding in this work, this is the charity of St. Thomas, and St. Thomas therefore is distributing the alms, but distributing the alms to charity herself, because the female carrying, that figure carrying the child in her hands is the allegory of charity. Well, without the specific interest and support of Professor Mario Bohajar and of Dr. Ray Bondin, who believed in this project, of Reverend Edgar Vella, who assisted us tremendously during these 8 years in the compilation of this work, of Monsignor Jonas of Pardi, of Professor Roger Elio Mikhailov and Professor Charles Farrugia, who have provided part of their sponsorships, of Dr. Mario Cabone, this initiative would not have materialized. This publication is, however, largely due to the enthusiasm of Joseph Mitzi and of Paul Mitzi and of the entire group at Mitzi Books Limited, who undertook both its sponsorship and its publication, together with the academic support of the History of Art Program and the Faculty of Arts, University of Malta, under the leadership of Professor Mario Bohajar. Thanks are also due to our own staff, to the staff of the Institute for Baroque Studies, and also to the printers at Gutenberg Press. I'm also grateful to Rector, Professor Juanito Camilleri, to the librarian, Mr. Anthony Mangione, Professor Peter Saracino, the Dean of the Faculty of Arts, Professor Dominic Fennec, and the Chancellor and the President, Dr. Edward Fennec Adami, for their support. This is the last slide. I conclude by quoting the only contemporary description that we have of the artist, and also of his character. This is taken from Pasquale. Caffà aveva piccola fronte, occhi neri ed incavati, capelli crespi, corti e morati. Era di bassa statura, ma insomma, di colore olivastro, magro piuttosto che grasso, pensieroso ed umor malinconico. Well, I do hope that despite his bassa statura, this publication secures his place amongst the giants of Italian Baroque sculpture.
Atkom kem smajtu, Melchiorre Gaffa, Maltese Genius of the Roman Baroque. Tnedija ta' ktieb fl-imkien ma' taħdita, organizzata mill-Università ta' Malta.